Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, December 29th, 2014.
Today marks an end of an era, the beginning of a new one.
General John Campbell in Kabul at the formal ceremony ending the U.S. combat mission in Afghanistan. 2,200 Americans have died in Afghanistan since the war started 13 years ago. From a peak of 140,000 troops in 2010, the U.S. and NATO plan to leave 13,500, mostly U.S. troops, behind. More than 20,000 officers from across the country gathered Saturday at the funeral of Officer Rafael Ramos. He was ambushed and murdered along with his partner, Officer Wenjian Liu, while sitting in their squad car on a Brooklyn street December 20th.
Our hearts are aching today. Feel it physically. Feel it deeply.
As Mayor de Blasio gave his remarks at the funeral, a few hundred officers turned their backs to the giant video screen. This was outside the Queen's Church, which showed the mayor as he spoke. By Sunday, NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton appeared on network talk shows.
I certainly don't support that action yesterday. I think it was very inappropriate at that event.
Bratton said rank and file officers and much of America's police leadership feel under attack, including from the federal government at the highest levels, following demonstrations over police killings of unarmed black men. However, he made no mention of how under attack people of color often feel from police aggression and tactics such as broken windows. Sunday evening, members of black and Latino police organizations honored the memories of officers Rafael Ramos and Wenjian Liu during a prayer vigil.
We are officers of color who came to show our respect to Detective Ramos and Detective Liu.
Anthony Miranda is with the Latino Officers Association. He said the vigil was all about the memories of the fallen officers.
Without any of the politics, without any of the political nonsense that goes on, this is out of respect to the officers and their families.
Mayor de Blasio will deliver remarks at the NYPD graduation ceremony later today at Madison Square Garden. Meanwhile, even though the mayor and other elected officials asked demonstrators to put off protests until after the funerals for the officers, protests in the city continue and more are planned. On Saturday after the funeral for Officer Ramos, a rally and march was held for Akai Gurley. It was led by his family. The unarmed black teen was shot dead in a public housing stairwell by NYPD Officer Liang in November. Demonstrators held a die-in and they marched to the 75th Precinct in Brooklyn. They held signs which read, "Jail Killer Cops, Black Lives Matter. Not one more." They repeated several chants heard at demonstrations in New York and elsewhere in recent weeks, including "Hands up, don't shoot," and "I can't breathe." Gurley's family, New York officials, and protesters are looking for justice for the young man. The Brooklyn District Attorney Ken Thompson said he is gathering evidence and will impanel a grand jury to look into the death of Akai Gurley. He said it's important to get to the bottom of what happened. In Ferguson, Missouri, the police department suspended a spokesperson. This after he referred to the Michael Brown Memorial as a pile of trash. The officer was placed on unpaid leave while disciplinary proceedings begin. City officials said negative remarks about the memorial do not reflect the feelings of the Ferguson Police Department. The memorial at the site of Brown's death was damaged last week after a car apparently hit it. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Some New York City hospitals are about to lose federal funds for failing to protect patient infections. NYU Langone, Montefiore, Lenox Hill are among the 17 hospitals being penalized millions of dollars by Medicare. They were graded on a scale of 1 to 10 for their prevention of complications such as bed sores, collapsed lungs, and blood infections caused by tubes inserted into patients. The governors of New York and New Jersey have vetoed legislation intended to clean up the troubled Port Authority. The bill was designed to right an agency long known for dysfunction and scandals, including most recently the lane closure at George Washington Bridge that ensnarled New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie's administration. The bill would have created an Office of Inspector General and required annual audits of the agency. It also would have restricted lobbying and created a whistleblower protection program. The bill passed the state legislatures this year. Christie and Andrew Cuomo announced their vetoes in a statement on Saturday. Instead, they proposed measures that would go further, they said, in bringing accountability to the agencies. Bill supporters denounced the governors for rejecting the legislation. Out of Jakarta, Indonesia, it's an astonishingly tragic year for air travel. The Air Asia plane carrying 162 people disappeared over stormy Indonesian waters over the weekend. There was no word on Air Asia's Flight 8501's fate, despite several hours of searching by air and sea. The plane vanished in airspace possibly thick with dense storm clouds, strong winds, and lightning on its way from Surabaya, Indonesia, to Singapore. Searchers have had to fight against heavy rain. The plane's loss comes on top of the still unexplained disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 in March and the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in July over Ukraine. In Jerusalem, the Palestinians are pressing for a UN Security Council vote this week. The resolution would call for an end to Israel's occupation within 3 years. A resolution with such a timetable is almost certain to be rejected by the Security Council, either by a failure to get the minimum 9 yes votes required or by a veto from the United States, Israel's closest ally. U.S. insists there must be a negotiated solution to the conflict. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said a draft resolution would be submitted to the Security Council today. A vote could be set for Tuesday. Jordan's U.N. ambassador, the Arab representative on the Security Council, said repeatedly that Jordan wants a consensus resolution agreed to by all 15 council members. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.